All right. Natalie. Good P1 Natalie. Hi, Natalie. How are you? Talk in the microphone.
I'm great. Thank you.
How are you?
Sup, slut.
Great. How are you?
I'm great.
That wasn't the question.
Yeah, I'm great, Natalie. Where do you live?
In Dallas.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
So you're really close to here?
Yes.
Okay, you don't live here, though.
I don't live in the Village.
Okay.
I don't want to say my specific location because of stranger situations,
yeah,
but
stranger
I'm in the
danger.
Dallas area.
Yeah. I totally agree. I totally agree with you.
So, Natalie, have you ever been basket tossed?
I don't know what that is, so I don't.
Like in cheer, where
oh,
they throw
no,
you up in the air and they catch you.
I'm not a cheerleader.
You.
I'm an athlete. No, I didn't mean that.
Cheerleading is a sport.
No, she is an athlete. You can just tell.
Yeah, you can tell.
Are you a runner?
I'm a runner, yes.
Yeah, like marathons and stuff?
I like half marathons.
Yeah. No, that's better for your body.
Yeah.
The halves are.
I agree.
Don't say her body.
Well,
smash!
What am I supposed to say? It's better for your figure. What am I, a 90-year-old? Yeah, you don't want to. How old are you? If you don't mind me asking.
I'm 38 years old.
Okay, all right. And do you run around like White Rock and stuff? Is that your jam?
Yeah, in the Katy Trail.
Yeah, right on. Right
well,
on.
She's trying to avoid stalkers, and now you're letting them all know where she runs.
I run with the Native American spearhead at all times, so I'm not afraid.
There you go. I gave her my spearhead to run with.
Like I'm going to run.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, Daddy's like, God, should I get into running?
Just take a step back a little bit. Getting a little closer.
Are you with a man, child, anything?
Am I with him? I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, is he here?
He's here.
Yeah?
He's over there.
Hey, boyfriend, I don't know where you are.
He's waving.
Oh, that guy?
Does he run?
I know that guy.
Is he a runner?
He runs.
Okay, that's good. Runners stick together, you know.
Okay, yeah.
No kids, though?
No kids, no.
All right, that's good. That's good. When's your next race?
I don't know.
Soon?
It's this summer, so probably not till the fall.
When do you get up and run typically? Or like, are you 5:30, 6:30 in the morning, or do you run later at night?
During the school year, yes, but during the summer, no.
Are you a teacher?
Well, I was, but now I'm an elementary school counselor.
Oh, that's cool. Wow. Elementary schools need counseling?
Everyone needs a little help sometimes.
You know, you're right, Natalie. We all need a little bit of help.
You're right, Natalie.
You're right, Natalie.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, are you a fan of the radio station that you're talking to right now?
Yes, of course.
Well, that's kind of kick-ass. We love you, too.
I've talked to you, my friend Becca and Jonathan. They got married down in Big Bend when y'all were there.
Oh, yeah. That's okay, cool. Yeah, good people.
They are good people.
Okay, so you walked up to me
yes.
and in a break, and you said, can we have a joke off here?
Correct.
Like we would do on Why Today Doesn't Suck. And you're the instigator of this. And so
yes.
you obviously have the joke. So we're going to let you go first,
Thank
Natalie.
You.
So go ahead. Regale us with your comedy.
Okay. What do you call an alligator in a vest?
What do you call an alligator in a vest?
An investigator.
All right.
That's a walk-off.
Yeah. Natalie, it's pretty good.
One of your competitors just
trudged
off because he can't
win. He can't compete with that.
Scared him off.
Cannot compete with that. All right, you got another one here?
This is Colin. Colin wanted to participate.
Colin's got a kick-ass beard. Yeah. Are you going to... Okay, so Killer, our famous engineer Killer, wherever he is, his beard is out of control, and it's so hot right now. It's going to get hotter, obviously. Are you going to wear this thing the entire summer?
100%.
How long you had it?
About 7.5 months, 8 months.
And were you completely clean shaven before, or were you stubble guy?
Kind of stubble guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you love it, though.
I love it. Wife loves it, and she's right there. She loves it, so it's got to stay.
I'm Adam. How are you? Yeah, if the wife loves it, that's important.
That's, you know.
Okay, so you have to battle against Natalie.
I don't know
here.
How I can follow that up.
Okay, well, let's try.
My joke's about a minute long.
Okay, that's fine.
We got the time. Okay. So little Johnny's in class.
Yeah.
And his teacher asks the class, if I've got 3 birds on a wire and I shoot one of the birds off, how many birds are left? The class says, 2, 2, 2, 2. Little Johnny says, 0. She goes, hold on, little Johnny. If I've got 3 birds on a wire and I shoot one of them off, how many birds are left? He goes, 0. She goes, all right, how'd you get to that? He goes, if you got 3 birds on a wire and I shoot one of them off, my buckshot's going to make the other 2 scatter, so you got 0. She goes, okay, not the answer I was looking for, but I like the way you think. And he says, okay, teacher, I got a question for you. If there's 3 ladies on a park bench, each of... She goes, oh my God, Johnny, oh my God, I don't know. I guess the one with it shoved down her throat. He goes, no, the one with the ring, but I like the way you think.
All right.
That's a good one.
Hustle to do that one.
Oh, look at Natalie. Good. She's so pissed. She's
a lot. You laughed a little bit more at that one.
Well, I did.
But y'all also had a stipulation that all jokes had to be clean.
Right. And that was...
Technically, that was clean.
That was clean. It was clean, Natalie.
Yeah, there were no curse words.
Natalie, you know what? I'm going to have to go with Beard Man over here. But Natalie, we're going to give you a very special gift, a year-round ticket gift from Promotions.
Sky's looking around.
Do you want a t-shirt? Do we have t-shirts? Natalie just wanted to win.
The t-shirts are extra large and already have one.
Oh,
but
my God.
Thank you for the offer.
All right, I'm going to say Natalie now is the winner of the joke.
Yeah, I think she's...
Congrats, Natalie.
I think for your well-being, Natalie needs to be the winner.
Natalie is a fellow former runner myself. I'm going to give you the victory.
Hey, Natalie.
It feels secondhand, but thank you.
You're welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Natalie.
Speaking of park bench jokes, do you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
So three nuns were sitting on a park bench enjoying their lunch.
Yeah.
When a flasher came up and exposed himself to the nuns. The first nun looked at the man's penis and had a stroke. The second one...
I don't like it when he says the word. I just don't.
Penis?
The second nun looked at the man's penis. She had never seen a penis. She also had a stroke. But the third one couldn't reach.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Thank
you. All right, one more
from
this guy.
Give this man a t-shirt.
Yeah, one more from this guy. Dave, you want a t-shirt?
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Josh is the closer.
Okay, Josh.
He's John Lyle.
Oh, Natalie is so mad right now. Go ahead.
You don't have extra small t-shirts. Look at her.
I know.
She's extra small.
She's a little girl.
Okay, short joke.
You're a smedium.
Short joke, but true story.
I know you are.
What's the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
Okay.
I've never had a garbanzo
bean on my face.
All right, this is a Dan McDowell joke.
Yeah.
It's been an issue before.
It's a classic.
It is. It never gets old. So Natalie wins that one for sure because that was a reissue. So, yeah. All right. Natalie, great idea. For executing
back-to-back Summer Bash joke-off winner.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Natalie, well done. Well done, guys. All right. Thank you very much. All right. Let us take a break. Let us come back. We may stay with the wireless and talk to some more good P1s next here at Summer Bash.
Though.
Where'd you play?
Henderson State University. It's a D2 in Arkansas.
Oh, right on. Congratulations.
So I couldn't pass up free school.
Right? That's cool. So were you a setter?
I was an outside hitter.
You're an outside hitter.
Yeah. Okay. I get the hops from my dad.
Right. Yeah. That's
I know this guy.
Black dude.
Well, Sarah, congratulations on all your athletic achievement. Congratulations on your friend's 30th birthday. And we hope you guys have a fantastic time here.
It's such a good thing that Daddy's wearing sunglasses right now.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Daddy, we'll ask you the same question that we asked you earlier.
Yes.
Would you marry her right now?
Sure.
Just for sure?
This is... Yeah. No, he would love to
Absolutely.
Marry you.
Is that better?
Yeah.
If you would like an old white guy to like every one of your tweets, just give him your handle.
Yeah. What's your favorite social media?
I'd say Instagram.
Yeah,
Instagram. Yeah.
Do you have I'm not an influencer or anything, though. I don't have time for all that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's a beating. It's a total beating. Do you have a lot of scandalous pics on there?
Not really.
That your dad yells at you for? Or he's probably not on Instagram, is he?
No, he's not. Actually, no, he is. And his name is Ace Chaser, which is a golf reference.
But it looks like Ass Chaser.
Yes. So people think that my dad is a creep, and it's
right.
about golf.
He's just out there trying to get a hole in one.
Exactly.
And people think that he's chasing ass.
Posting his barbecue pics and
right.
18
they think
holes,
he's trying to get one in the hole.
True that.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah. Right on, sister. You have fun today.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you very much. There she goes. Sweet Sarah.
Is that her debit card in her bikini top? What is going on?
Is that
on
your
there?
Debit card? Well, I mean, it's snug. It's very snug.
Where else are you going to put it?
Dildo.
And what's the birthday girl's name? What's her name? What's your name, birthday woman?
My name is Brenna.
Brenna. See, that's so much better without the D. Because that's like a 70s name, right?
Nothing's better without the D.
Totally. Oh, nothing or everything? All right, Daddy, marry her. All right. Are your parents, yeah. Do they like them or are they against them?
Oh, no. I have their birthdays tattooed on me and they don't like them.
They don't?
No.
Okay, that's no fun.
Yeah.
Parents are no fun. So,
they're fun.
Are you a Dallasite? You grew up here?
I grew up in Indiana, but I've been in Austin for 4 years.
Wait, so you're aware of this radio station, or is your boyfriend?
My fiance introduced me.
Okay.
And I
Which one's a fiance, that guy?
Pink, right here.
Oh,
that
Daddy.
Guy. That guy. Yeah, oh, yeah, it's Daddy. we thought it was Daddy. How upset he's going to be. So wait, he introduced you when?
Gosh, forever ago, like 4 years ago. And I asked him how I could listen to the ticket if one wanted to, trying to impress him 4 years ago. And it took me about 2 years to get into y'all, but now I listen every single day.
Do you really?
Every day.
That's pretty
kick-ass.
I feel
like I'm missing out if I don't.
Have you spread the love down in Austin?
I try to.
Yeah? What do you do for a living?
I'm in a supply chain and trade compliance for a sports nutrition company.
What? She
I
lost
know.
Me.
It's a lot.
Sports and things.
Boring. It's a lot. I work for C4 Energy Drinks.
Okay, cool.
Have you seen that?
I love energy. That's like my favorite part of the day.
Hell
so, when did you guys get engaged?
2 months ago.
All right. When's the wedding? Have you set a date yet?
Next July, hopefully. Next July.
So 1 year?
Yeah. Well, we're going to elope and then come back to Austin and just have a big party.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it.
That's
going to
save you a lot of money, right?
I just missed my window. Damn it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Daddy? Daddy, you got a full year to break it up.
I am horny.
Have you ever?
But he did.
Not literally do that.
Okay.
Sorry.
Phoebe, you know the rules.
We would have to evacute.
Yes,
and
yes.
We dumped it, too. We caught it in time.
Lives. I know this. I'm sorry.
You've been doing this long enough.
Yeah,
no,
I've been
your husband or your fiance looks great. He looks great.
Yeah,
so where
does.
Did you guys meet?
In Houston, actually, through my brother.
What? How? Where?
At a bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
They're my brother, so yeah.
So your brother is like your wingman?
I mean, we're best friends, but yeah, I just met him through him.
Have you ever set your brother up with a chick?
I mean, I've tried. He's a tough one.
He is.
Yeah.
His standards are too high?
Is he older? Is he your...
He's older. I'm the youngest of three.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, all right. You know, you can...
Corby wants to know where you get your dark skin.
My heritage.
What is your heritage?
My heritage is Vietnamese.
No way.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Right there.
Heck yes.
You can say hell.
Okay.
One hundo?
Are you 100%?
Both parents?
100%. 100%. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah.
What's your
score?
What's your guy's name?
What's his heritage?
His name is Kelly.
Kelly, good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did good.
And he's white.
Yeah. Yeah. You're marrying way up. You did good. All right, well, Vivi, thank you for being out here. Thank you for listening.
Of course, every day.
Tell your fiance thank you for knocking down his nipple hair before getting in the pool today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you make him shave his chest?
Yes, for sure.
Is it all hairy?
Yeah. I didn't want him to embarrass me out here.
Well, totally, yeah.
Yeah,
you knew this was
going to
happen. Yeah.
In front of y'all?
I totally agree. All right, Vivi, Kelly, thank you guys very much. Good luck on your good luck on your nuptials.
Sorry, Daddy.
I'm heartbroken right now.
Is that the closest Daddy's come to being engaged?
Gorgeous. Actually, probably yes.
I mean, you were right there. He was right there.
So close.
How's your blood flow right now, Daddy?
I am horny on Twitter.
Flowing pretty easy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. He is going to just knock out so many Twitter girls tonight.
Yeah. Ask her for her Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's a good idea at all. All right, let us... Oh, you know what? Let's talk to a red lady right there.
The woman in red.
Daddy knew exactly where he was going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
Slow down, Daddy.
Daddy,
it's
made
the
it,
only
Daddy
one in red right
spun
here.
Around and walked you can walk straight to her.
Yeah, he didn't have to say He just turned right around and walked to her. How's it going?
Good.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, are you a listener?
Yeah, I love sports.
For real?
Yeah.
Generic.
Hashtag sports.
Generic.
How do you feed?
Just kidding.
Do you know... Okay, wait. Do you know who any of us are?
Not by name, no.
Okay, I was, okay. All right, okay.
I'm a liar. I'm a fake. I have... I mean, I recognize your voices, though.
Yeah. Like, is there a guy here that you listen or that listens that you're with, or you're just here by yourself?
I'm here with my best friend. It's her 30th birthday today.
No way!
Woo-hoo-hoo.
What's up, 30-year-old? Happy birthday. You guys, go buy her a drink. Don't just sit there, you bunch of scumbag peewons. Get the woman a drink.
Yeah, the one in green.
Yeah. So. Okay, Sarah.
You asked the last participant why she was so tan, and yeah, you haven't asked me
why
that.
Are you so tan, Sarah?
My dad's black.
Okay, that's cool, too.
Way to go, Corby.
I don't know how to respond to that. That's kind of awesome.
So awkward.
No, can you dunk?
Can he dunk?
Can you?
No, I can't. I did play volleyball in college, though.
Where'd you play?
Henderson State University. It's an, a D2 in Arkansas.
Oh, right on. Congratulations.
So I couldn't pass up free school.
Right? That's cool. So were you a setter?
I was an outside hitter.
You were an outside hitter?
Yeah. Okay. I get the hops from my dad.
Right. Yeah. That's what I know this guy. Yeah.
Black dude.
Well, Sarah, congratulations on all your athletic achievement. Congratulations on your friend's 30th birthday. And we hope you guys have a fantastic time here.
It's such a good thing that Daddy's wearing sunglasses right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, Daddy. We'll ask you the same question that we asked you earlier.
Yes.
Would you marry her right now?
Sure.
That's a sure?
This is... Yeah. No, he would love to marry
Absolutely.
You.
Is that better?
Yeah.
If you would like an old white guy to like every one of your tweets, just give him your handle.
Yeah. What's your favorite social media?
I'd say Instagram.
Yeah,
Instagram. Yeah.
I'm not an influencer or anything, though. I don't have time for all that.
Yeah, I don't blame you. It's a beating. It's a total beating. Do you have a lot of like scandalous pics on there?
Not really.
That your dad yells at you for? Or he's probably not on Instagram, is he?
No, he's not. Actually, no, he is. And his name is Ace Chaser, which is a golf reference.
But it looks like Ass Chaser.
Yes. So people think that my dad is a creep, and it's...
Right.
About golf.
He's just out there trying to get a hole in one.
Exactly.
And people think that he's chasing ass.
Posting his barbecue pics and.
Right.
They think he's trying to get one in the hole.
True that.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah. Right on, sister. You have fun today.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you very much. There she goes. Sweet Sarah.
Is that her debit card in her bikini top? What is going on?
Is that your
there?
Debit card? Well, I mean, it's snug. It's very snug.
I mean, yeah. Where else are you going to put it?
Dildo.
And what's the birthday girl's name? What's her name? What's your name, birthday woman?
My name is Brenna.
Brenna. See, that's so much better without the D, because that's like a 70s name, right?
Nothing's better without the D.
Totally. Oh, nothing or everything? All right, Daddy, marry her. All right.